You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The World Cup with William Hill.
The Punt Daily Podcast. Listen at news.williamhill.com, on Audioboom, or subscribe by iTunes or your preferred podcast provider.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Daily World Cup podcast. Big day of action to look forward to on Sunday. It's England's next outing. They take on Panama at 1 p.m. We also have Japan against Senegal. That's the second game of the day. And the third match at 7 p.m. sees two sides that will be probably pretty disappointed with their opening games. Poland take on Colombia. Both of them fancy to win their openers, and neither of them did, so a huge game there at 7 p.m. as well. We've got all of that to look forward to. We'll be hearing from John Gibby and Michael Wood, plus several other guests along the way as well, including the guys from the Racing Post. And we might even learn a little bit about one of the countries as well, as we take another visit to our country files. So plenty to look forward to on this edition of the podcast. And we start with the big game. The big game, as far as I'm concerned anyway, England against Panama. I'm sure many of you will feel that way as well. And John was joined by Michael, as I just said, to look ahead to the game. Let's get their thoughts on England's next match, where we could see them take a big, big step towards qualifying from the group.
Hello, we're on to day 11 of the World Cup in Russia, and Sunday sees three matches. We have England taking on Panama. In Group H, we have Japan taking on Senegal, and we also have Poland taking on Colombia. First off, it's England taking on Panama at 1 o'clock. England 2-9 for the win, the draw 9-2. Panama at 14-1. And John, a bit of team news coming into this game. Dele Alli expected to miss out.
Yeah, he picked up a thigh strain in that game against Tunisia, Michael. And I can't say I was blown away with Dele Alli's performance throughout the match, but I do still rate him as a player, and he will be a loss to the England side. But obviously England are a team, maybe unlike the Euros a couple of years ago, where we do have a lot of solid options in most positions, except maybe goal, but we won't worry about that for now. Cross that bridge when we come to it. In terms of playing Panama, I mean, you'd hope that this would be a bit of a cakewalk. You'd have hoped that Tunisia would be a bit of a cakewalk, and it's brilliant now that we're, you know, afterwards and celebrating and singing It's Coming Home all over the place. But you forget that, okay, we were much the better side throughout the entire game, but they defended very effectively in the second half. They might not have defended attractively, but they defended effectively, in that we spent almost the entire second half camped in their half, and we very nearly didn't score. I shouldn't be saying this twice. England very nearly didn't score. I think the worry about Panama is, if you watch the first half of the game against Belgium, they actually did quite a similar thing. It wasn't exactly the same, but it was quite similar. They sort of sat back and just tried not to let one in. So I think you've got to have the worry that they will try and do a similar thing to an England side, where if you can isolate Harry Kane and sort of keep him out of the picture, which is another thing I think Tunisia did quite effectively in the second half, you might be in a bit of trouble. There's a bet here I absolutely love, and it's a bit vanilla, right? But I think it's a great price. Okay, it's not a retirement bet by any stretch of the imagination, right? Highest scoring half should be the second half, right? Is 11-10. Big fan of that. Because I think we could see a similar thing to what happened when Belgium played Panama, where Panama defended pretty effectively in the first half and then just broke down and lost it in the second half. I would not be surprised to see a similar thing go on here. I think England are just an inherently better side. We've got some pretty good enhanced odds as well. Michael, we were actually just talking about this just before we started recording. I don't mind some of these. Some of these I like, some of these I don't like. So, for example, England to win 3-0, 3-1 or 3-2. That was 11-4, it's out to 130. Not a fan of that, and I'll tell you why. It's a bit sneaky. You might not realise if you don't really think about it. You're betting on England to score three goals. Exactly. Not three or more, exactly three goals. Which I find is a bit. And also, do we really think Panama are going to score two goals? I don't. Right, so that takes out the 3-2 out of the equation. So I'm not a fan of that. Harry Kane to score in England to win 2-0, 2-1 or 3-1, 130 out to 72. Prefer that. Harry Kane to score two or more. 5-2 out of 7-2. That is nice. That is nice. I'll have some of that. But yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because you can't put England in the 90 minutes market because they're 2-9. You can't really put them in both teams to score because I don't think Panama will. To win to nil, I haven't actually looked at the price, but I'm sure it must be pretty short. So you've got to be that creative. Second half, highest scoring. That's the way John Gibby's going.
William Hill customers are getting more every day of the World Cup. With flash odds, you can get outstanding price enhancements on some of the most popular markets. So don't miss out. More enhancements, more to celebrate. William Hill, this is more.
So the thoughts of John Gibby and Michael Wood then here at William Hill Towers. Let's get the thoughts of the Racing Post guys now then. Let's get their previews and predictions for England against Panama.
Well, for long you're watching the Racing Post World Cup betting special, and we're looking here at England versus Panama. Kicks off at 1 p.m. on Sunday. England obviously very, very hot favourites. Mark, should be easy this, shouldn't it?
Yeah, put your hat on England on for this one, Bruce. But I'm going to go for England to win to nil. They gave up very few chances against Tunisia. On the expected goals, Tunisia, apart from the penalty, 0.1. So yeah, Pickford had nothing to do. And they've got all the quality going forward. Harry Kane's in fine form. It should be easy if you like.
Dan Charles, England fans had to sweat to get past Tunisia, but will this be plain sailing?
Absolutely. I'm going to go for England double result. I know Panama held out against half-time against Belgium, but Belgium played with a very slow tempo in the first half. England played with a very fast tempo with this new system, did it against Nigeria, did it against Tunisia. They'll do it again and be well in front by half-time.
Thanks, chaps. We have got more unbeatable World Cup betting expertise right throughout the tournament.
Moving on to the second game then, Japan take on Senegal, and we'll start with the thoughts of John Gibby, who once again joined Michael Wood.
Well, let's move on to Group H. We have two games to look at. The first of those is Japan taking on Senegal, and both these sides were winners in their opening matches. Japan 12-5 to win this one, the draw 2-1. Senegal at 13-10. And Senegal, John, for me, were really impressive. Yes, Poland were very poor in that first game, but Senegal really stood out for me.
I think they're a side with a lot of quality, Michael. I really do. I think they're a team that are underrated, you know, in the betting by us as football fans, you know, the Sakos and the Manes of this world. And, you know, they've got a lot of good players. And they got put in a group where there wasn't a really real, you know, standout team. You'd argue Colombia, but it was one of the only groups, possibly the only group, where every team was odds against to win, which, you know, shows you how open it was. I don't think anyone was quite expecting it to be this open in terms of, you know, the two best teams in the group losing their first matches. This is a really good opportunity for Senegal, because if Senegal win this game, and I think they will, they will probably, almost certainly, qualify for the last 16. You know? And that's good. In a group they may not have expected to get out of. That's very good for them. I think it could be a high-scoring affair. Because it's easy to remember with the giant killing that went on. Both these teams conceded in the in their first group games. Japan conceded when they were playing against 10 men. I absolutely hate nothing more than the cliche. I think there'll be goals. But Michael, I think there'll be goals, right? What I don't mind is Senegal to win and both teams to score. It's 4-1. That's a good price. Japan are okay. I think they were always the weak link in the group, right? Even though they've come out and sprung the surprise in their first game, they're always going to be the weak link in the group. And Japan were always going to be the team that we're going to lose out a little bit by the whole openness of the group. And, you know, obviously people were expecting Colombia and Poland to go through, but Senegal maybe being the lively outsiders and Japan sort of being at the back of the line. I mean, there's certain enhanced odds here that, you know, well, I say certain. One enhanced odds I really can't have, which is Japan to win to nil. 4-1 out of 5-1. I couldn't have that. You know, I don't think I'd take that at 10-1. All right,
would you not?
I don't think I would. I do not think I would back that at 10-1. Because I don't think... I cannot see Senegal not scoring, for one. I'd be surprised if Japan won. I'm not saying Japan can't win. I'd be surprised if Japan won. And I don't think either team is going to win to nil. It's basically the opposite of my bet. So Senegal to win and both teams to score. I mean, we didn't talk much about goal scorers in the last preview, but I think Mane, 7-4 any time. I think that's big. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great season for Liverpool, didn't he, as well? So 7-4 looks a really good price. Any other players in the Senegal lineup? I know Japan, you're not expecting much from them going forward, but for Senegal, alongside Mane, anyone else that our listeners should be looking out for?
I mean, Sako's also 7-4. I'd rather take Mane than Sako at 7-4. But there's nothing worse than looking at any time goal scorer market and, you know, the three players who might score are all odds on. And when, you know, England, I didn't actually look at the anytime goal scorer markets for England against Panama, but you know Harry Kane's odds on, you know? And sometimes you see ridiculous things like, you know, Jamie Vardy being 11-10 and things like that, right? This is a much more flexible market, and it's a market that has a lot more value potentially to be extracted from it. If you do think Japan are going to have a good game, obviously Asako is relatively short, but that you know, there's some fun to be had in there anytime goal scoring market as well, so I won't put you off that. But yeah, I think Senegal and both teams to score has to be the bet for me. Incidentally, there's another enhanced odds. Mane to score 2 or more is 16-1 from 9-1. Now, not only can I see that happening, that's also a big enhancement. That's 9-1 out to 16-1. You know, this is the sort of value you're getting with William Hill, Michael, during this World Cup. Yeah, but Senegal, both teams to score. I think this could be an entertaining one. I think it could. I think, you know, not necessarily a classic, but I think it will be a fun game of football to watch.
If you're betting on the World Cup on mobile, don't forget to get your Bet Boost. They're available on every match of the tournament. Just touch Boost on your bet slip and the price will get bigger.
And now the third game of the day, the 7 p.m. kickoff on Sunday, the big, important game for both of these sides. As I mentioned right at the start of this podcast, Poland were surprised by Senegal in their opener and Colombia were beaten by Japan, of course. So plenty riding on this game. We're going to look ahead to the match with John and Michael once more. But before we get that, let's learn a little bit more about the country of Poland.
Welcome to Poland, where people generally peel bananas from the blossom end and not the stem end. Apparently, it stops the stringy stuff coming off. Bigos is the country's most popular traditional dish. It's a type of stew made from Polish sauerkraut, fresh cabbage, different types of meat, sausage, prunes, dried mushrooms, onions and spices. This is cooked over several days and served with potatoes and bread. Poles celebrate the beginning of spring by throwing straw dolls decorated with ribbons into rivers or streams. The dolls, called marzana, symbolise winter, so throwing them away means goodbye to the cold season. And we'll finish with this. Everyone loves a dog fact. The most popular name for a pooch in Poland is Burek, which translates to brownish-grey colour.
So there you go then, a little bit about Poland. You may not have known some of those things. They are my favourite parts, or certainly one of my favourite parts of this World Cup, learning about all these different countries taking part. Let's move on to the match preview then. John and Michael looking ahead to Poland against Colombia, 7 p.m. on Sunday night.
Well, let's move on to the final game on Sunday in Group H, and it sees Poland face Colombia. This game gets underway at 7 o'clock. Poland 9-4 for the win here. The draw also at 9-4, and Colombia the favourites at 5-4. John, we spoke about the other two teams in the group, Japan and Senegal, beating these two sides. So are you expecting a big response from Poland and Colombia? And if so, which one do you think will come out on top?
I think Colombia will come out on top. You're nodding at me there. Are you in agreement?
I'm in agreement, yeah.
Okay. I think Colombia will come out top. I'm slightly biased because I've backed Colombia to win the group. So I'm hoping Colombia come out on top. But I think they should. They looked very lacklustre in the first game, but then bearing in mind they were down to 10 men from the second minute.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you can maybe forgive that. It is also sort of the poison chalice of being the standout team, like we talked about. You know, these standout teams in these sort of groups of the lack a Germany or a Brazil or even a France. But yeah, they didn't impress against Japan, let's be fair. And as I discussed when we were talking about Japan in their own game against Senegal, I don't think Japan, in the context of sides in this World Cup, are very good, really.
No.
You know? So for them to not at least get the draw, they were down to 10 men for the whole game, I suppose. It's disappointing. But I think it's just in the spirit of, you've got to forgive a team a disappointing performance. It's a bit like Brazil, right, in their first game. I know they left it late against Costa Rica, right, but they did bounce back. You know, they came out and they won nicely, which is what we were expecting. I think you've got to, you know, don't fall into the trap of thinking in the first round of group games we had a few shocks and therefore that's going to be the theme all the way through the World Cup.
Yeah.
Would be what I would say. I think Colombia will win. These teams are a bit like the other two teams in this group, actually, are both prone to conceding. Over 2.5 goals in the match is 21-20. That's my boring bet. Right?
Your dull bet.
Yeah, that's my dull bet, right? I think that's good. Team that up with the England v Panama bet that we were talking, second half, but scoring goals. You got yourself a nice little double there, I think, for the action on Sunday. But yeah, Colombia at 5-4, I don't mind. This is a game where we're going to have to see the big guns contribute a little bit more for me. Lewandowski is going to have to pull his finger out, Michael.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Poland are in trouble. And this is the thing as well about this game. Having lost their opening games, both these teams, it's very unlikely both these teams are going to go through. Right? It's just about possible, but it's very unlikely. And these teams know that if they can win this game, they stand a good chance of going through. You know? Broadly. Given they both have easier games for their final group fixtures. So there's a lot on the line here. This is almost, I wouldn't quite go this far, but it's almost like a knockout match in a way, you know? So there's a lot on the line. The big guns are going to have to pull their fingers out. You know, Lewandowski's going to have to, it's 6-5 to score any time. I mean, I'm not especially in love with that. I want to see more from James Rodriguez. It's 11-5 to score any time.
I know he was injured prior to the World Cup and obviously came off the bench in the opening game, but you think with some minutes under his belt, he can, you know, at least contribute a bit more, like you say, in this game.
I didn't think he was that good when he came off the bench. This is the thing. I mean, maybe I'm being unsympathetic to someone who has been injured, but, you know, we're talking about golden boot winning Rodriguez, yep. Who... Yeah, he's I don't care if you're injured, you know.
In terms of other players for Colombia then, John, what about Radamel Falcao? Obviously, had a lot of injury problems over his career, but obviously this is a big chance for him to finally show what he can do at a World Cup.
Funny enough, Michael, I was about to say Falcao, in the context of what they need to do in this match, is a bit like the Lewandowski of Colombia, in that didn't, you know, do too much in the first game, needs to do more this time. He's the exact same score to score any, as price to score any time, 6-5. I would potentially be tempted to take him to score first at 7-2. I think that's a shade on the large side. You know, I'm not saying that's the best bet I've ever seen in my life, but it's a shade on the large side. To score 2 or more is 7-1 up from 11-2. I don't mind that. I think the interesting bet here, we've talked about the boring bet being the over 2.5 goals, but I think the interesting bet here is Colombia to win by a pass, which is another enhanced odds. That's up from 5-1 to 6-1. I think if Colombia, we talked about the importance of this goal into the importance of this game in terms of the group and in terms of progression into the round of 16. I think the first goal here is going to be really, really important. And I think for a team like Colombia, who, again, I know I keep saying it, but it is important. We're down to 10 men for pretty much the entire game when they played Japan. They come out and score first. You know, Poland are going to be feeling under the cosh. Do you know what I mean? They're going to have to preferably find two more goals. And the mental effect that can have on a team, they just might find that a little bit too much. They don't strike me as a team who are, you know, I have to be honest, they're a team who I think lacks quality and depth in terms of ability, but mentally as well. You know, I didn't think we saw that much from them in the first game. So I don't think it's impossible Colombia could win both halves. That's 6-1 up from 5-1. In terms of a correct score, because I haven't done any correct scores in the three previews we've done, I need to stack up. Need to
at least get one in.
I do. I will go. Colombia 2-0, 17-2.
17-2 for a Colombia 2-0 win. Well, those are the thoughts of John Gibby looking at Sunday's games in the World Cup. And whatever you're betting on for the World Cup, the very best of luck.
Well, there you go then. A look ahead to Sunday's action at the World Cup. Three big games to look forward to. Great day in prospect, isn't it? Over in Russia once more. Thank you very much for joining us on this podcast. Don't forget to check out all of the enhanced odds on offer throughout the World Cup as well. And if you want to send us requests for your own bets, you can do that as well. At William Hill on Twitter. Send your fancies for the game. Include the hashtag #YourOdds. And we'll try and price them up and put them on the website for you as well. Very best of luck with your bets on Sunday. And thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And join us again tomorrow when we do it all over again for Monday's games at the World Cup.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.